quarter, we would also get ourselves that feeling where the fans would be able to give their energy to these players and give them a little bit extra. And as we heard from the coach in the pregame show, the first 5 minutes or so, it could be one of those things you have to kind of keep it under wraps a little bit. Don't take any bad penalties. Don't get caught in a bad position. Just try to get into the game. Feel each other out a little bit in this game. Again, 2-1, the Warriors in late December defeated Notre Dame Academy in order to earn a big win. And that's really the reason they're the number two seed, and Notre Dame Academy is the number three seed. But this Division I tournament, anyone from 1-4 coming into it could win it. The idea that Edgewood was really an underdog as number four against number one Brookfield, nobody thought it. And there's really not a case to be made that either of these teams are favorites. It really is one of those games where whoever comes out, plays the best hockey, will ultimately win this hockey game. What we're going to do is take one more break and then come back and have the opening faceoff between the Warriors and the Tritons of Notre Dame Academy. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey. For over a decade, Wausau Smiles has provided our community with the highest level of preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dental care. Our locally owned and operated practice prioritizes patient experience and personalized treatment. With an experienced and compassionate team, a state-of-the-art facility, and over 750 five-star Google reviews, call us today to learn more and check out our patient smile gallery at wausausmiles.com. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West Boys and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes back again from Middleton, Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena. The entire rosters of both the Tritons of Notre Dame Academy and the Wausau West Warriors being introduced. And I wonder how many saves will have to be made by Julian Scalcucci before people start to pronounce his name correct. I've seen it over and over and over again, and here, even at the state tournament, the PA announcer kind of butchered it. So eventually, I think they'll start to get it right, because doggone it, he's had so many saves, but yet seems like everywhere we go, not getting that exactly right. But the Warriors and the Tritons, Wausau West being the higher seed, wearing the home white tonight with the dark blue numerals, the gold trim, the dark blue breezers. And Notre Dame Academy, as one might think, wearing the green. Green jerseys, green breezers, white numerals, white trim. And again, Wausau West, just looking down the line in front of me, they're all blonde. Everybody decided to go blonde this week. And quite the togetherness here for this group. But the completion of the introductions, and we're about ready to go. And again, this whole tournament has been outstanding. Yesterday in the Division II semifinals, Tomahawk edged past McFarland 3-2, Amory over Somerset St. Croix Falls 4-3. And then last night in the girls' semifinals, it was the Bay Area Ice Bears defeating the Cap City Cougars by a score of 4-0, and the Central Wisconsin Storm getting past the Eau Claire Area Stars in overtime by a score of 4-3. So, and then in addition to the first Division I semifinal, that saw it go to triple overtime before Madison Edgewood defeated Brookfield by a score of 5-4. That means four of the five games so far in the state tournament have been one-goal affairs, and two of which have gone to overtime. And I would think that going into this one, we would be surprised if it wasn't a very tight game between these two very good hockey teams. Neither one was a number one seed in their sectional. Notre Dame Academy was a number three seed. Wausau West was a number two seed. Warriors will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. Glad you could be with us on Wausau's only radio home for high school sports play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. Starting things off will be the line of Owen Pergalski, Cooper DePoit, and Chase Crass for Wausau West. The defense pairing will be Tegan Rasmus and Drake Kuharski. And, of course, between the pipes will be Julian Scalcucci. Everybody skating around a little bit, and now I think we're ready for the opening faceoff. Stepping into the circle will be Cooper DePoit for Wausau West. Going up against the Tritons, Riker Thomas. There's the faceoff controlled by West, and we are underway. Puck is dumped in deep by Owen Pergalski. Goes in behind the Notre Dame Academy cage. Moved to the near side boards. Puck is now rolled in behind the Notre Dame net. Puck is played by the Tritons to the left-hand side, and now up to center ice. Nice little move to the red line, and now over the blue line, but not able to handle the pass for Notre Dame was Osterman. Now the Warriors get it up ice. Left-hand side. Fed in front. Shot and a save! Oh, great opportunity for Cooper to point very quickly, and a good stop made by the goaltender for the Tritons, Wiedes. Puck is now played. Thrown in front. Goes off the skate of Chase Crass. Picked up by Notre Dame. But boy, that was a great opportunity and a terrific save by Wiedes. Back up ice now come the Tritons, left-hand side. Puck is knocked away. Good defense by Tegan Rasmus. Puck is now battled for. Rolls in below the goal line, left-hand side. Picked up by Thomas, thrown in front. Deflected back behind the goal line. Moved off the right-hand side. Shot is blocked. Puck is now off the near side boards. Played by Pergalski. Gets it ahead. Trying to grab control of it for Wausau West is Caden Boleen. Boleen fighting forward in the right corner. Now the puck is played by the Tritons. Puck is moved forward and now up to center ice. Two on two the other way. Notre Dame with it is Atkinson. Atkinson has it knocked away, picked up by West and Ethan Rohde. Warriors now quickly back up ice. Boleen, right wing side, into the zone. Boleen, a shot and a save, and held on to by Wiedes. First stoppage in play, a minute 26 into the game. 15:34 to go first period, and still no score. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Warriors. Solid first shift and a half here for Wausau West. Actually call it two shifts. And now stepping in will be Hendrix Damrow to take the faceoff of the Warriors. Damrell will chase it down behind the cage. Damrell to the near side corner. Drops it behind the net. Right-hand side, Bolin. Bolin back to the point. Kept in by Joe Gravine. Puck is deflected. Picked up by the Tritons. Now behind his own cage is Jack O'Brien. O'Brien moves it to the right-hand side. Warriors doing a good job right now keeping it in the zone. Flip back to center. Drake Kuharski moves it forward. Now the Tritons will get it back. Moved on the left-hand side, Notre Dame, Jake Malaski. Malaski trying to feed it in front, knocked away and stolen, then knocked down, turnover, right face on circle, a penalty, yep. The turnover was because of the penalty, and Notre Dame Academy will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. Going into the box will be Braden Hart for Notre Dame. Oh, no, it's not going to be Hart. Who's going into the box? That is going to be Jake Malaski. So, power play chance here early for the Warriors. 15:02 to go, first period. It's still no score. Face-off left of the goaltender. Face-off won by the Warriors. Cooper to point. Fires it. Save is made. Rebound is cleared aside by NDA. Another good shot by DePoint, and the puck is cleared by NDA. Julian Scalcucci will hand it off to Cooper to point. DePoint at his own goal line moves it left-hand side. Owen Pergalski. Pergalski through center, crossing the red line, now crossing the blue line. Fires it in, stick to side by Wiegas. Puck is chipped in below the goal line, still battle for Tyler Wendell back to the right point. There's another shot from the point, rebound, trapping at it, and it will be smothered by Wiegas, and then getting knocked down behind the play is Tyler Wendell. Wendell was going after that loose puck in front, but Wiegas was able to handle it and get the whistle and the stoppage in play. So Anton Wiedis has been tested early for NDA. Minute 28 to go on the Wausau West power play. 14:30 to go in the first period and still no score. Owen Pergalski taking the draw. Warriors win it. Left point with it is DePoint. A shot and a right pad save made by Wiedis. Warriors still keeping it in the offensive zone. Really good start here for West. With it is Hendrix Damrow on the near side boards. Damrell has his pass knocked away, and it'll be cleared all the way down ice by the Tritons. Behind the cage, slowing it down is Scalcucci. Handed off to Cooper DePoint. DePoint brings it up the right-hand side. DePoint gets knocked down, and the puck is played by the Warriors. Now move to the left-hand side, Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus will chip it in deep. Goes in behind the cage, whipped along the boards, and back to the point. Kept in for a moment by DePoint, but then chipped up to center by the Tritons. Puck will be picked up by DePoint. 45 seconds on the power play. Right-hand side, Joel Gravine will roll it in deep. Puck moves to the left-hand corner. Puck is still battle for along the boards. Picked up by Notre Dame and cleared all the way down ice. Down to 30 seconds on the Wausau West power play. Now with it is Caden Bolin. Headman pass deflected by Tegan Rasmus into the NDA zone. Left-hand side getting there first is Gravine. Whips along to the far side boards. Played there by Caden Bolin, then poke checked away back to center. Now possible 2-on-1 the other way. Into the zone. With it is Heil. Heil fed in front, but not able to get there for NDA was Robileski. Robileski now has it on the far side boards in the Warriors' zone. Stick handles back to center, and the final seconds will tick off this power play for Wausau West. 13 minutes to go in the first period. Still no score. Notre Dame Academy setting things up deep in their own zone. Taking their time. And now the puck moved to the left-hand side. Right now, the Warriors have carried the territorial battle, but now the Tritons into the zone. And now a whistle and an offside. A little bobble by the Tritons at neutral leads to the whistle, stoppage in play. 12 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first period. 0-0 score. But again, as we talked to the coach in the pregame, he was saying, need to get off to a good start. Don't try to do too much here early. And that's exactly what they've been able to do. There's the faceoff. Won by the Warriors. Drake Kuharski will bring it up ice. He'll dump it in on goal, smothered by the goaltender, and then taking no chances is Anton Wiedis, and he'll cover up, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. And again, an offensive zone draw coming up for Wausau West. 12:37 on the clock in the first period. Again, the almost packed. Couple of empty seats, but not many. Here at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena. Used to be the Capital Ice Center, but now the Warriors trying to keep it in, unable to do so, and now the Tritons back up ice. Into the zone comes Notre Dame. On the left-hand side, Trip Robleski rolls it down low. In the left corner with it is Riker Thomas. Thomas gives it away. Now up the right-hand side for Wausau West, Chase Crass. Crass at neutral, battles two green jerseys, gets tripped up, but no penalty coming up. Now the Tritons will bring it back up ice. Ante over the blue line, poked away nicely. Here come the Warriors quickly into the zone. There's a shot and a safe rebound. And another good shot by Cooper to point. Having a little trouble with it was Anton Wiedes. Puck is still deep in the Notre Dame zone. And now the Tritons will grab control of it. Notre Dame flipped up to center. Puck rolls to the Wausau West blue line. Picked up there by Owen Pergalski. Pergalski will try to bring it up ice now for Wausau West. He'll dump it into the zone. Puck is played by NDA. Right now, the Warriors in the grill of the Tritons, but now the Tritons pass ahead a little bit too far in front of Owen Atkinson. Puck rolls deep into the Wausau West zone. Now the Tritons trying to feed it in front. Back to the point. There's a shot and went through a screen. I'm not sure that Julian Scalcucci saw it all the way, but able to fight it off. Puck is kept in now by Notre Dame. First little bit of pressure being shown by the Tritons. Puck in the deep left corner, now along the boards. Back to the point. Shot is deflected high and wide of the cage. Notre Dame putting on some heat. Puck is now grabbed by the Warriors, and Pergalski will ice the puck. 11:07 to go in the first period. The first little bit of a push by Notre Dame Academy. Offensive zone draw now for the Tritons in the 0-0 game. Faceoff will occur to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Oh, there is a media time. I was wondering why people are skating around. Media timeout. Give us a reminder again tonight. Tom Weaver will be in Marathon as the Red Raider boys take on the Phillips Loggers. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip. That's live on 98.9 WXCO. And then Wausau West against DC Everson boys basketball live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. From the left point shot is stopped by Scalcucci with the right pad. Puck now moved to the near corner. Between the circles, not able to handle it was Osterman. And the puck rolled to the left corner. Right now, the Tritons keeping it in the Warriors' zone. Fan in front, deflected upper slot. There's a shot blocked. A body in front. There was an opportunity. Another shot from the left-hand side. Stop was made by Scalcucci. Back to the left point. Shot! Got through Julian. Got a piece of it. Knocked it wide to the near side pipe. Right now, a flourish here for Notre Dame Academy. Now the Warriors grab it up the center. Hendricks Damro crosses the red line. Dumps it in deep. Puck is bouncing along the far side boards. Picked up by NDA and Nathan Ante. Ante gets it ahead. Osterman into the zone. Osterman right faceoff circle. And a blocker stop made by Julian Scalcucci. And he knocks it out of play. Looks like Scalcucci tracking the puck very well early. As is Notre Dame goaltender Anton Wiedes. 10 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the first period. And still no score. Faceoff in the near circle. Xander DeBile taking the draw, winning it for Wausau West. Teagan Rasmus moves it to the far side boards. Played there by Jake Hain. Hain gets it up the center. Puck is knocked away. Picked up by Rasmus. Puck is now played by the Warriors. Teagan Rasmus will flip it into the NDA zone. Behind the Triton cage. Back to the point. Captain Kuharski. Kuharski fires it down low. Puck in behind the cage. Jake Hain fighting for it for the Warriors. Back to the point. Captain. By Kuharski, a deflection and a goal! It was deflected, and Kuharski gets the goal, and the Warriors take a 1-0 lead. Well, on Wednesday, I asked him about scoring a goal and leading the team right to the bench, and that's what he does. Had not scored many goals as a defenseman in his career, but there he gets a big one. 7:09, the time of the goal is deflected, gets past Wiedes, and the Warriors take a 1-0 lead. But again, we had Drake Kuharski on the Big High School Sports Show on Wednesday. Asked him about scoring goals. He doesn't care about scoring goals. He likes being a defenseman, but I'm sure he enjoyed scoring that one here at the state tournament. Sometimes it takes a little bit of a break, and that's exactly what happened. Got that deflection, but the Warriors up 1-0. Puck off the near side boards, played by NDA. Here come the Tritons, Dominic Mader. Mader rolls it in deep, goes in behind the cage, chased down by the Warriors and Shea Jones. Puck back up to center. They called it for Rasmus. That's incorrect. They'll change that. They had a situation in the first game. But now the puck played at neutral on the right-hand side. Cooper to point.
DePoit will bring it into the zone. Makes a nice little move. Has the puck poke checked away. Rolls in below the goal line. Right-hand side. Oh, and a big collision. Puck back to the point. Kept in. Shea Jones! A fire, and right in front was DePoit trying to set a screen, but able to see it. Grab it was Anton Wiedis, and he'll smother it, get the whistle, and the stoppage and play. In the first game today, the first goal, they had to make a correction later in the game, and I think they'll have to do that again. They announced it was Rasmus, but it was, I'm almost certain, Drake Kuharski. Face off to the left of Wiedis. Face off, battle for near the dot, goes off the far side boards. Cooper DePoit will play it. Cooper into the right corner. Cooper feeds it, but nobody there for the Warriors. Picked up by NDA. Back up ice come the Tritons. Trip Robleski trying to turn the corner, poked away by Drake Kuharski. Puck on the near side boards. Puck is turned back over. Puck still rolling around. Now grabbed. There's a shot. Blocked again in front. Notre Dame, left-hand side. Blocked shot again. Gets deflected over the... Oh, it looked like it went into the netting, but no whistle. Wow, I saw the ripple of the net above the... Oh, and a huge collision at the blue line between Cooper DePoit and Braden Hart. The Warriors break in. Crash, a shot. Save. Rebound. Oh, and another stop made by Wiedis. There was a huge collision, and now the other way comes Notre Dame, and a penalty coming up on the Warriors. What a 30-second span. Number one, a huge collision between DePoit and Braden Hart, and then all of a sudden the puck came ahead to Chase Crass on a breakaway. His shot was stopped. Owen Pergalski was there with a rebound attempt that was stopped again. And then the other way came Andrew Osterman for ND, and he got taken down in a power play coming up for the Tritons with 8:24 to go in the first period, and Wausau West leading 1-0. Shea Jones in the box for Wausau West. So now for the first time, Notre Dame Academy has an opportunity with the man advantage. Face-off won by the Warriors, whipped back to the point, but kept in by NDA on the near side. Now back to the point, holding it is Antti. Antti down low, puck bouncing around, and a stop is made right in front by Julian Scalcucci. On the right-hand side with it is Drew Heil. Heil back to the point, Antti. Back to Heil. Right face-off circle, fires it. It got deflected over the glass into the netting and out of play. A minute 39 to go on the Notre Dame Academy power play. 8:03 to go in the first period, and a 1-0 lead for the Warriors. Face-off left of Julian Scalcucci. Tyler Wendell taking the draw for the Warriors. Won by Notre Dame Academy. Back to the right point. With it is Antti. Antti holds it right at the blue line. Moves it near side to Heil. Could not control it. Puck is banged, but not out of the zone by the Warriors. Kept it at the left point by the Tritons. Back with his Antti. Moves it near side to Heil. Top of the right faceoff circle. Backs to the point. Heil still with it. Now moves in. Fires it. Puck is deflected over the crossbar and off the glass behind the goalie. Back to the left point. Antti. Antti moves it near side. Heil. Right faceoff circle. Shot at a save. And smothering it. Holding on is Julian Scalcucci. A minute 9 still to go on the Notre Dame power play. Both the Tritons and the Warriors will change up their special teams unit. 7:33 to go, first period. 1-0 Wausau West. Face off left of Scalcucci. Cooper DePoit taking the draw against Ian Aitken. Warriors have the puck. Here comes Chase Crass. Crass, left wing side, into the zone. Crass trying to go around two defenders, could not do so, but the puck in deep to the NDA zone. Now the Tritons will try to break it back up ice. 55 seconds on the power play. Pass ahead, grabbed by Jake Malasky. Malasky between the circles, shot and a save. Firing it was Aitken, getting his right toe on that one was Julian Scalcucci. Puck is grabbed by the Warriors and cleared all the way down ice. Chase Crass did the duty that time for Wausau West. Down to 37 seconds on the NDA power play. Long outlet grabbed by Osterman, and a whistle, and offside on the right-hand side was Jake Molaski for the Tritons. 32 seconds to go on the Shea Jones penalty. 6:56 to go in the first period, and the Warriors have a 1-0 lead. Neutral zone faceoff coming up just beyond the blue line of the Wausau West zone. Tyler Wendell will take the drop. Couple of false starts, and now we're ready. There's the draw. Fought for, picked up by Notre Dame Academy. Now the Tritons at center, moved on the right-hand side, and Drew Heil. Heil overskates it, gets it back, now into the zone. Heil, right-hand side. Heil, fed in front, goes right in on net, stick to side by Scalcucci. Puck moved below the goal line, left-hand side. With it is Riker Thomas. Thomas back to the left point and Antti. Antti moves it near side to Heil. Heil fires it. Another save made by Scalcucci. Puck is clear to the point, but not out. Moved to Heil. Heil fires again. Another save made by Julian Scalcucci, who deflects it into the corner over the glass and out of play. 1 second to go on the Notre Dame Academy power play. 6:25 to go, first period. 1-0 game. Wausau West looking to join the Central Wisconsin Storm in state championship play tomorrow. Storm in the girls' game, the Warriors hoping to be in the Division I title game. Penalty is over, but right-hand side. Now Fed goes off the skate of Boleyn. Feet in front, and a shot and a goal. Right in front to Jack O'Brien, and he pokes it home. And just after the penalty came to an end, Notre Dame Academy gets the equalizer. 1-1 with 6:17 to go in the first period. 10:43 the time of that goal. And again, O'Brien right in front. Really nothing Julian Scalcucci could do about that one. And back to even. The band here today for Notre Dame Academy adding to the atmosphere. Both schools well represented here at Legacy 20 Arena. There's the faceoff, controlled by Notre Dame Academy. Tritons, Heil will bring it through center. Heil moves it left-hand side into the zone. Here comes NDA, a shot and a blocker save. Fired that time by Owen Atkinson. Getting the official scoring. Molesky with the only assist on the play. Puck is kept in again by NDA. They have grown into the game, but now taken away. Hendricks Damro trying to work his way up ice, poked away. Now Cade Damro over the blue line, he has it poked away. Puck is still battled for along the near side boards in the NDA zone. Warriors keeping it in. Hendricks Damro, but then knocked away and picked up by Kai Wilcox. Now moves it right-hand side. Aitken into the zone. Pass left-hand side, knocked away nicely. Picked off by the Warriors and Caden Boleyn. Gets it ahead, Hendricks Damro. Damro gets checked into the near side boards and the puck knocked away. Warriors making a line change on the fly. Puck at neutral, now chipped in. Here come the Tritons. Puck in front, shot and a save. Rebound hit the side of the net. Big stop by Scalcucci. Wrap around and a goal. Grabbing it and the third opportunity ends up in the back of the net for Andrew Osterman for Notre Dame Academy. And just that quickly, the Tritons have their first lead. 2-1. Two goals in a minute 10 for Notre Dame Academy. Initial shot right between the circles, stopped by Scalcucci. The rebound attempt hit the side of the net, went behind the cage, and then a wraparound is coming in and scoring the goal was Andrew Osterman for NDA. Well, the momentum has gone into the green now. 2-1 Notre Dame Academy. Well, it certainly has not been a boring first period, that's for sure. Up and down action, and now the faceoff. Faceoff is battle for, won by Notre Dame Academy. With it again is Heil, flips it into the Wausau West zone. Joel Gravine off the far side boards, kept in deep by NDA. Puck in behind the cage. Right now they are buzzing all over the Wausau West zone. Upper slot, move to the left faceoff circle. There's a fire and goes over the crossbar from Braden Hart. But right now, Notre Dame, oh, a shot from the point. Stop made again by Scalcucci, but the momentum clearly with Notre Dame. Puck in behind the Wausau West cage. Played now by Joel Gravine. Gets it back to center ice. Now the Warriors trying to grab control of it. Cooper DePoit. DePoit makes a man miss. Now picked up by Shea Jones. Jones moves it right-hand side. Joel Gravine. Gravine through center. Chipped in by Owen Pergalski. Chasing it down now for the Tritons, Chucky Bird. Bird behind his own cage. Moves to the left-hand side. Pass up the center. Knocked down. Gravine will get it back for the Warriors, but then taken right back by the Tritons. Back up ice. Antti. Antti into the zone. Upper slot. Moves left faceoff circle. A shot and a goal. Nathan Antti worked his way to the left faceoff circle and rips it home. And Notre Dame Academy lights the lamp one more time. And it's now 3-1 Tritons. 4:04 to go in the first period. Three goals for the Tritons in the last
minute and 13 seconds. I should say last 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Well, right now the Warriors have to get the puck back at the other end. It's been way too often been spent in the Wausau West zone. Win on the draw for Notre Dame Academy. With it is Braden Hart. Moves it off the far side boards. Dumped in deep. Played by Scalcucci behind his cage. Handed off to Drake Kuharski. Kuharski gets it ahead. Right-hand side, Jake Hain. Hain will try to get it into the zone. Puck is knocked out of play into the Notre Dame cheering section. 3:44 to go in period number one. So 3-1, Notre Dame Academy, 3:44 to go in the first period. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Warriors. Well, the Warriors have been here before. They were down by 2 against New Richmond, able to come back in plenty of time remaining. Only the first period. Puck rolled in behind the cage. Cade Damrell now picked up by Hendricks Damrell. Hendricks trying to work his way. Turns, fires. Knocked down. Picked up by Caden Boleyn. Boleyn back to the point. Jones. Jones works it down low. Along the far side boards, Hendricks Damrell. Damrell feeds it back over to Boleyn. Boleyn trying to get it in front. Deflect it to the left corner. Cade Damrell, below the goal line, left-hand side. Along the boards, taken away by Notre Dame. Back up ice, Osterman moves it left. Now with it is Robleski. Gets into the zone, but knocked away. Puck rolls in below the goal line, left-hand side. Grabbed now by Hendricks Damrell. Big collision along the far side boards. Puck is dumped in deep by NDA. Ethan Rohde will chase it down now for Wausau West. Rohde flips it ahead. Puck is not down. Caden Boleyn will pick it up now for West. Puck is now still battle for. Battle for at neutral ice. Taken now by the Tritons. Moved to the left-hand side. Puck will be rolled in deep. Goes in below the goal line, left wing side of the Wausau West zone. Warriors trying to move it along the boards. Taken away again by the Tritons. Puck moved between the circles. Shot blocked in front. Puck is still loose. Now deflects to the near side boards. Puck back to the point, but kept in again by Notre Dame. And now finally the Warriors clear the zone. 2:25 to go, first period. 3-1, Notre Dame. Puck is chipped in deep by the Tritons. In behind the cage of Julian Scalcucci to the right wing corner. Fight for the puck. Rohde there for Wausau West. Going up against Jack O'Brien. Puck now moved to the far side corner. Taken there by Chase Crass. Crass moves it to the near side. Trying to chase it down is Rohde. But right now the Tritons keeping the puck. Now taken back by the Warriors and Cooper DePoit. DePoit brings it through center. DePoit gets knocked down. Puck rolls over the blue line. But then taken back by Notre Dame back to center. Puck is played by the Warriors at neutral. Grabbed by Owen Pregalski. His pass deflected and taken away. Back up ice. Here comes Antti. Antti moves it near side. Shot and a save. Fired from near the top of the right faceoff circle by Jake Molaski. But getting over there and smothering it was Julian Scalcucci with 1:44 to go in the first period and a 3-1 lead for the Notre Dame Tritons. Thanks to our sponsors today of Wausau West State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Including Mike Whitmore Construction, the Wausau Cyclones, Four Seasons Golf, and Red Robin Restaurant. Thanks to their support to help us bring you Wausau West hockey from the state tournament. Face-off will be left of Julian Scalcucci. There's the draw, won by Notre Dame. Back to the point, Heil moves it left-hand side. Thrown in on net, deflected to the right-hand side. Grabbing it will be the Tritons, fed in front, and it bounces to the back of the net. A bank shot from behind the cage went off a Warrior, and it's now 4-1 Notre Dame. Behind the cage feeding it was Riker Thomas, and it either went off the goalie or defenseman right in front, and Notre Dame now has a 3-goal lead, a minute 35 to go in period one. 15 minutes and 25 seconds the time of that Triton goal. The second half of this period, in fact, the last third of this period, things have really gone sideways for Wausau West. There's a face-off played by Notre Dame. Puck off the near side boards back to center. Unassisted for Riker Thomas on that bank shot from behind the goal. Now the Tritons back into the zone. Left face-off circle. A shot goes deflected high and wide of the cage. Right now on the front foot is NDA. Right-hand side with it is Wilcox.
Wilcox fighting for it. Joe Gravine will knock it away, and the puck back to center ice. Played there by Ante. Ante will dump it into the right corner. 1 minute to go in the period. Puck is banged through center ice, goes into the Notre Dame zone, and that will be icing on the Warriors with 56.3 seconds to go in the first period, and Notre Dame Academy with a 4-1 lead. Coming up at the first intermission, we will take a look at the scoring and the shot numbers of this first period. Take a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule as well here on 98.9 WXCO. Face-off left of Scalcucci. Face-off is drawn below the goal line, played by Kuharski. Kuharski moves it ahead towards Kate Damrell, back up the center. Puck is battled for near the red line. Still fought for along the near side boards. Hendricks Damrell trying to dig it out. Gets it ahead towards Kate Damrell. Puck into the zone. Still bouncing around in the near faceoff circle. Now back to the point. Kept in by the Warriors and Kuharski. Puck, neither team able to really grab control of it. And now the Tritons do get it up to center. Puck will be rolled into the Wausau West zone. Chased down in the near corner by Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus moves it near side to Kate Damrell. Damrell, 22 seconds in the period, gets it up to center. Taken back by the Tritons, knocked down by Cade Damrell. Cade will dump it in on goal, deflected aside. First time that Wiedus had played the puck in a very long time. 10 seconds in the period. Notre Dame back up the center ice. Up the left-hand side. Now the Tritons into the zone. Ante, right-hand side. Shot is blocked. Whipped on the rebound. Now it gets deflected and gloved down by Julian Scalcucci as the first period comes to an end. 4-1, Notre Dame over Wausau West. Some work to do for the Warriors, but still two periods of hockey still to play. We'll come back, look at the scoring and the numbers of this first period coming up next. We will take a 3-minute break. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly 3 decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all, expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience, driven by quality.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend. Wausau will host Game 1 of the Best of 3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3, if necessary, on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit WausauCyclones.com for tickets.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
First intermission here from Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. Division One hockey semifinal. Wausau West got the first goal, but then four unanswered goals by Notre Dame Academy. And the Tritons lead the Warriors by a score of 4-1 at the end of 17 minutes of hockey. It was the first period. The Warriors came out very quickly. They were testing Notre Dame goaltender Anton Wiedis a lot in the first number of minutes of this game. But boy, in the last 6-7 minutes of the first period, it pretty much was all Notre Dame Academy. Warriors had very few opportunities, and Notre Dame was able to pepper a lot of shots on Wausau West goaltender Julian Scalcucci. So 4-1, some work to do for the Warriors, but again, plenty of time left in this game. Still 34 minutes of hockey still to come. Looking at the scoring of this first period, Wausau West on the board first at 7:04. And that was Drake Kuharski. Again, they announced it as Rasmus, but Kuharski came over to the bench like because the goal scorer comes in first. Everybody looked like it was Kuharski. So I'm going to go with Kuharski at this point, thinking that that was a mistake by the PA announcer. So Kuharski at 7:09 gets the first goal for the Warriors, made it 1-0 Wausau West. Then Notre Dame got on the board at 10:43. Lighting the lamp for the Tritons was Jack O'Brien. Assist on the play went to Jake Malasky, and that made it 1-1. Then just a minute 10 after that, scoring the goal was Andrew Osterman, made it 2-1 for the Tritons. And then a minute 3 after that, at 12:56, Nathan Ante would light the lamp. Assist went to Carson Schrader, who was 3-1 Notre Dame. And then a fortunate goal for the Tritons. Behind the goal, below the goal line for Notre Dame Academy was Riker Thomas. He tried to feed it in front. It went off either the goalie or another leg right in front of the cage and bounces to the back of the net. And that made it 4-1 at 15:25 of the first period. So Warriors trail by a score of 4-1 at the end of 17 minutes of hockey. Shot totals in the first period. Wausau West had 13 shots on net. 12 saves made by goaltender Anton Wiedis for Notre Dame Academy, and 17 shots on net for Notre Dame Academy, and 13 saves made by goaltender Julian Scalcucci. 4-1, Wausau West trails Notre Dame Academy at the end of the first period. We'll take another 3-minute break and then come back, tell you about our upcoming broadcast schedule here on 98.9 WXCO. This is Wausau West State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
For over a decade, Wausau Smiles has provided our community with the highest level of preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dental care. Our locally owned and operated practice prioritizes patient experience and personalized treatment. With an experienced and compassionate team, a state-of-the-art facility, and over 750 five-star Google reviews, call us today to learn more and check out our patient smile gallery at wausausmiles.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Four Seasons Golf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West Boys and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Golf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include iClinic of Wisconsin, Applegate Terrace and Wausau Manor Health Services, Subway, Stewart, Bridge, Merrill, and Rim Mountain Stores, and Bartell Insurance Service. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Bob Suter Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. As we are in the first intermission, Notre Dame Academy leads over Wausau West by a score of 4-1. Tonight, we have a pair of high school boys basketball playoff matchups. Tom Weaver will be in Marathon as the Marathon boys take on the Phillips Loggers. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. That can be heard on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. My plan is to get out of here as quickly as possible, hit the road, get to Wausau West High School tonight, and be able to bring you Wausau West playoff basketball. Warriors taking on the DC Everest Evergreens in a Division I regional semifinal. Again, it depends on the length of this game. And I would not be totally against overtime at this point because show the Warriors coming back from a 3-goal deficit. But the plan is to hit the road and be back at the field house for coverage at 6:50 live on the Sports 2 stream. Again, if you go to WXCO.FM or to the Civic Media app, just click on Sports 2 and you'll be able to hear my broadcast live tonight from the field house. That game will also air on a delay basis after the Marathon game on 98.9 WXCO. So again, Tom Weaver will be with the Marathon basketball team, the boys, as they take on the Phillips Loggers tonight at 6:50, live on 98.9 WXCO and online. And I will be with the Wausau West boys tonight against DC Everest at 6:50, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. Well, the Warriors have some work to do here in the second period. They have to, number one, get the momentum back a little bit. Early in the game, they had opportunities. They were able to get into the Notre Dame zone, keep the puck in the Notre Dame end. But, boy, in the second half of that period, the puck was down at the end of the ice with Julian Scalcucci quite a bit, and it also ended up with great scoring opportunities for NDA. So, again, Warriors down 4-1, but still plenty of time. We will have the start of the second period coming up next. Back in 3 minutes here on 98.9 WXCO.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend. Wausau will host Game 1 of the Best of 3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3 if necessary on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit WausauCyclones.com for tickets.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly three decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all, expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience, driven by quality.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for helping support the Wausau West Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those sponsors include Gold Line Golf and Hockey and Troy's TikTok. Please pay a visit to those businesses and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. Start of the second period. Notre Dame Academy 4, Wausau West 1. Warriors will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the second period of play. Cooper DePoit will take the faceoff for the Warriors against Riker Thomas for NDA. Some battles on the far side with Owen Pregalski. And now a change, and Pregalski will step in and take the draw. Controlled by Notre Dame Academy, and the period is underway. Puck is deflected into the Wausau West zone. Tegan Rasmus will chase it down behind the goal line. Near sideboards, Rasmus controlling the puck, trying to feed it forward, turned over. Now between the circles, thrown wide of the cage by Ante. Picked up behind the net by Chase Crass. Crass moves it to the left and will bring it through center ice. Crass over the red line. Crass over the blue line. Crass trying to turn the corner. Puck rolls in behind the cage. Crass will chase it down. Moves it on the right-hand side, but nobody there. Picked up by Notre Dame and Robleski. Robleski moves it right-hand side and whistle, and an offside as Andrew Osterman brought it into the zone. 35 seconds into the second period. Both teams will make a line change. 4-1 NDA with the lead. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, face-off, 2:35 for the pregame. Girls Hockey State Championship game, Central Wisconsin Storm and the Bay Area Ice Bears right here on 98.9 WXCO. Face-off is battle for, still battle for, taken by the Warriors. Far side boards, dumped in deep by Cade Damro. Behind the cage, slowed down by the goaltender, Wiedis. Now the Tritons will get it back to center, dumped back in by the Warriors. Puck is played in the near side corner, now behind the cage by Braden Hart. Hart will bring it back through his own zone. Now gets it over the blue line. Moves it right wing side. Puck will be dumped in deep by Kai Wilcox. Julian Scalcucci will slow it down behind the net. Warriors move it to the near side boards. Hendrix Damrell trying to feed it forward towards Boleyn. Could not connect. Puck is taken back by Wilcox and the Tritons. He'll dump it in behind the Wausau West cage. Puck is thrown in front. Now upper slot. Wilcox has his shot blocked. Puck picked up by Wilcox. Misses the far side pipe. Right-hand side, Chucky Bird will keep it in for NDA. Again, the Tritons putting on the pressure. Warriors will grab it, get it back to center. Now through center ice, Cade Damrell. Damrell into the zone, trying to turn the corner. Damrell had it poked away. Puck is fought for below the goal line. Picked up now by the Tritons and Nathan Ante. Ante back through center now for NDA. Ante into the zone, left faceoff circle. His pass goes off the far side boards. Played again by NDA. Fight for the puck in the right corner. Now moved along the boards. Back to the point. Kept in, but then a half whiff by the Tritons, but the Warriors could not get it out. Back to play it deep behind his own cage is Tegan Rasmus. Notre Dame made a line change on the fly. Puck head to center, not able to connect with Tyler Wendell. Notre Dame gets it back. Now into the zone again, Schrader. Schrader left faceoff circle, sticked aside by Julian Scalcucci. Puck played by the Warriors on the far side boards. Now back to center. Moving on the right-hand side, Jake Hain. Hain into the zone. Hain, right faceoff circle, shot, and a blocker save made by the goaltender, Wiedis. Good chance there for Jake Hain and the Warriors. Good save by Wiedis. Back up ice comes NDA. Tritons into the zone, turning, firing. Puck is in front, cleared back to neutral by the Warriors. Braden Hart moves it on the right-hand side over towards Dominic Mader. Mader moves it back on the near side. Again with it is Hart. Hart gets it ahead, Osterman. Osterman has it knocked away. Played by the Tritons at their own blue line. Braden Hart, left-hand side. Gets it ahead. Now into the zone. Left face-off circle. Osterman. Osterman shot. Sliding block. Nice job defensively that time by the Warriors. And Kuharski to take away a scoring opportunity for Notre Dame Academy. Puck back to center. Played by Thomas. Thomas moves it right-hand side. Osterman, right face-off circle. Fires it. Partially blocked. And then a goal on the rebound. It was partially blocked. Came in slowly. Falling down as expecting that puck to get in there quicker was Scalcucci, and then the puck was grabbed by Thomas, who pokes it home to make it 5-1 Notre Dame Academy with 13:49 to go in the second period. Well, right now the hill's gotten much steeper here for the Wausau West Warriors. 3 minutes and 11 seconds, the time of that goal. And right now, the Warriors just need to get some opportunities. There's a shot by Cooper DePoit. Rebound DePoit. Fed in front. Rebound cleared aside by NDA. About to say, the Warriors just need to get some opportunities. They have not had many in the last three quarters of a period. Now, Cooper DePoit, right-hand side. Backhanded shot. Hit the side of the net. DePoit will chase it down left-hand side. Back to the point. Shot. Goes wide of the cage. Now the Warriors getting the puck into the offensive zone. Owen Pergalski fighting for it in the right corner. Puck is thrown on net. Stick to side again by Wiedis. And the puck is cleared out of the zone. Now here comes Notre Dame. Back into the zone. Puck into the right corner. Puck is back to the point. There's a slap shot. Wide of the cage. Now the puck taken away by the Warriors, backhanded out of trouble. Give you the official scoring on that goal in just a moment. 12:47 to go in the second period, 5-1 Notre Dame. Tritons back into the zone, right faceoff circle. Puck is deflected, picked up in the right corner. Now in behind the cage, moving it to the left-hand side, Mulaski. Mulaski's pass taken away by the Warriors. Back up ice comes Cade Damrell. Damrell, 2-on-2, left wing side, left faceoff circle. Deflected into the left corner. Back to the point, Joe Gravine. Gravine moves along the boards, deep left corner. With it is Cade Damrell. Damrell to Hendrix Damrell. Hendrix still near the goal line. Back to Cade in the left corner. Back to the point, Joe Gravine. Gravine holds, flips it on net, goes wide of the cage. Rebound to the near side boards. Picked up by NDA. Puck back up ice. Knocked away from Jake Mulaski. Warriors and Gravine get it back. Cade Damrell gets it ahead. Now Boleyn. Boleyn fires it, a goal! Caden Boleyn rips it, stick side, past goaltender Anton Wiedis, a much-needed goal for the Warriors, and it's now 5-2.
11:58 to go in the second, and the Warriors get a little bit of juice and a little bit of life back to within three. Great finish by Boleyn. Just inside the left pipe. 5:02 the time of that goal. And now the next one gets bigger. Got to start to chip away here if you're the Warriors. Face-off coming up. Battle for the puck. Goes off the near side boards. Teagan Rasmus will move it ahead to the Notre Dame blue line. Tritons get it back. Puck will be chipped into the Warriors' zone. Rasmus trying to chase it down, getting bodied up. There is Shea Jones. Jones moves it near side. Puck is deflected into the Notre Dame zone. Puck along the far side boards. Back to the point. Shot. Blocked in front. Puck turning, firing as Wendell had it blocked. Deflects to the left corner. Xander DeBile fighting for it. DeBile moves it on the left-hand side.